Hello and welcome back to episode 4 of the From the Nosebleeds podcast. Another week, another episode, and a lot of excitement coming right out of the studio. Thomas Bachrank here and
Thomas Coburn here,
as well as producer Paula Gismani.
Hey.
Who I think we can really start the podcast by kind of chewing him up. I don't know if that's too harsh.
No, it's not. Not at all.
No, it is a bit harsh. Come on.
No,
come
it's
on.
Not.
Just for reference of what we're talking about. Actually, you know what? I think we'll start off by playing the clip of how we ended off last week's podcast. So let's take a listen to that first off.
So, Paulo, how do you like the chances this weekend?
B. Hoyer is pretty good, I think.
Percentage.
I think you're fine.
Will they win? 100%. You have to give me a guarantee.
I want the Paulo meter.
It is 100%.
100%.
100%.
Paulo guarantees a win. Paulo guarantee. Okay.
Yep, guarantee.
I guess I'm picking the Colts.
It's a guarantee.
And we might have a new producer on the show next
yeah.
week if
what?
The Colts lose.
Yeah. You idiot.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I didn't think they would lose.
It's pretty bold to guarantee a win. 100% guarantee. You know what? That starts a new... We're going to do this every week now. A new segment called the Paulo meter. And you're going to give us a percentage. We're going to give you one scenario.
Yep.
And we're going to give you a percentage, and then you're going to have to give us your meter on that, because 100% guarantee a Colts win at home against the big bad Dolphins, who are not only messing up their tank, they're on a 2-game win streak. That was
on fire.
Bold. And
turning up in November.
Yeah. And I'm starting to get nervous because, man, knocked a lot of people out of Survivor, including you.
And
I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry, Coburn.
That's a 100% guarantee from producer Paulo Gismani. I also mentioned in that clip, I said the quote, we might have to get a new producer on the show next
yep.
week if the Colts lose. And I think that shows that me and you, I think we should have stood our ground there. We should have put
yeah.
our foot down and said,
we're
you know
too
what?
Forgiving.
Enough's enough. You cannot come on our show
yep.
and guarantee wins, and then they lose. 100% guarantee.
Sunday, the biggest emotional roller coaster of me ever watching football.
I'm in that boat right with you there.
But mine's even worse. Okay, for people who don't know, who did you pick this weekend?
I picked in our survivor pool, in which there were, if you listen to last week's podcast, there were 13 people left with a massive pot, which we somewhat disclosed, but not really.
For all you mathletes out there, you could have figured
13
it out.
13 people left, and I picked the New Orleans Saints at home, coming off a bye week. Their first game since week 2, in which Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, and Michael Thomas all suited up, I picked them to beat their division rivals. Yes, I know. That's where I went wrong there. Divisional games are very, very hard to predict. But New Orleans was 14-point favorites at home, and they lost.
Yeah. So, I don't know how many people exactly picked the Saints.
More people picked the Saints than picked the Colts.
Oh, I know only four people picked the Colts.
Yeah.
And so, that was a 1 o'clock game.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints game. And I remember seeing them lose, and I was like, well, this is it. I'm down to the final 4 or 5 because one guy picked the Bears who
yep.
ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. But so I was like, I was on top of the world. I'm like, and I predicted it because I was talking to people throughout the week, and they're like, you should pick the Falcons or you should pick the Saints. I was like, no, Falcons are too dangerous of a team. Even though they only have one win, it's like they have...
That's a Super Bowl finalist team in a way, because it's pretty much the same roster.
Yeah. It's like they have too much talent
yeah.
any given Sunday, like the movie. Yeah, they can win, right? So I was like, it was too dangerous. And then I was right, and I was like, here we go, Colts are going to win. And then it just all went into the garbage can. It ruined my day.
I'll walk you through my roller coaster. My roller coaster adventure. I was very much... When the week opened up Tuesday and, you know, I started looking at the games for Survivor, I was right away the Colts on my radar.
Yep.
The Dolphins won the week before. Come on. These guys aren't going to win 2 in a row. They're tanking. They're not going to mess up their tank. Of course, they found a way to do it. But I was really bent on picking the Colts. As the week went on, I was monitoring Brissett, his health. Saw he wasn't playing. I know Hoyer was great 2 weeks ago in that loss to the Steelers. But I was nervous about him, and I just really didn't want to touch him. And I said this is the one game all year the Dolphins were going in with a better quarterback. Because I think Ryan Fitzpatrick's a better quarterback
probably,
than Brian
yeah,
Hoyer.
Yeah, probably.
And he's a guy who we've seen him in the past produce his magical moments. So I was really trying to avoid the Colts. I looked at the Saints, the guy I'm partnering with in this Survivor entry, he's a Saints fan. You know, it's just, it looked so amazing, this pick, because of what I said before with, you know, all their players are back from injury. They're coming off a bye week. Come on. When the Saints were down and struggling, and I just kept hearing that the O-line, which is one of the Saints' strengths, was terrible. The Falcons' defense, which is the worst part of their team, was playing unreal. I was like, are you kidding me? Out of all weeks that this happens, because we've seen the Saints do this in the past, but I was like, of all weeks for this to happen, it's this week. So I was getting so frustrated. And in the back of my mind, what I was thinking about was, oh my gosh, I should have picked the Chiefs. Because I was so, on Straight to the Point podcast, another podcast we do on Catch the Blitz, I said, they're my lock of the week. I'm the biggest Mahomes fan in the world. And I said, he's coming back. He's going to scorch this team. He's going to put up 50 points because he's just flat out the best quarterback in the NFL. So I was like, oh my gosh, I should have picked the Chiefs. That was also a 1 o'clock game. So I was score watching both of them.
Right, yeah.
And the Chiefs were winning all game.
Yeah.
And when Tannehill put the nail in the coffin at the end, I was like, you know what? I don't even care anymore because either way, I would have been out.
Right.
And then I went and looked at who everybody picked.
Yeah.
And I saw all Saints, all Colts, and the one guy who picked the Bears. And as soon as I saw that, I started watching the Lions game. And the Lions were driving the ball with 2 minutes left.
Yep.
And I was cheering so hard.
Yeah.
Because at that moment, I knew the Saints had already lost. If the Lions won that game, we were split in 13 ways.
Well, if the Colts lost, too.
No, I had this feeling, I don't know where it was from, I just knew the Dolphins were going to win. I don't know how, it was just a gut feeling. I was like, oh my gosh, the Lions need to win this game, otherwise we got a winner in the Survivor pool.
Yeah, that, I swear, and I was watching that game too. Well, I'm a Lions fan, but I was also watching because I saw that pick, and I was like, if the Lions win, there's going to be only four people left.
Yeah.
Presuming the Colts win, which obviously didn't happen. But they almost did it, even with their backup quarterback, Driscoll.
Yeah, Jeff Driscoll.
He was all right. He was better than I thought. I thought it was going to be a complete disaster. They got out to like a 6-0 lead. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's like, with him, he's an all right quarterback, but especially with backups, it's like the red zone is where you really see them not able to kind of like punch it in, especially with absolutely no running game at all.
Yeah, because like, if you think about it, Lions are missing their starting quarterback, their starting running back.
Yeah.
And even still, I woke up and when I saw that the Bears, I was like, the Bears, that's so risky.
It's so risky.
Why would do that divisional game?
And they're inconsistent.
I'm sounding hypocritical because I picked a divisional game as well, but you don't know if Trubisky's going to be Falsbisky or Trubisky from week to week. So really,
and that was a game between...
I was not liking that pick at all.
It was a game between third and fourth place.
The Bears have been horrible this year.
Yeah.
They've been terrible.
And like they would have easily lost if Stafford played.
I think so.
It wouldn't have been...
I mean, it was in Chicago?
Yeah.
But even with Stafford, I would pick the Lions.
Yeah.
Just because not necessarily are the Bears a bad team, but they're just so... They're so Jekyll and Hyde. You just don't know who's going
to
show up.
I can't imagine being a Bears fan.
Yeah.
It's funny because I'm a Lions fan, but that's one of the most frustrating teams to be a fan of.
Definitely. And we've talked about them
countless times,
you know, in the past about, you know, how frustrating it must be. But so, yeah, that kind of wraps up. Paula, if you want any last words, and I'll get you thinking now because we're going to come back to you later for your Paula meter. But just any last, if you want to cushion the blow on your Colts pick at all, I'll give you a chance right now. And by the way, the Mo is looking great.
Thank you.
I know we're going to keep progress of this on a weekly basis, but it is looking absolutely fantastic. And if you guys want, maybe we can get some product, maybe put together some funds, acquire some product, maybe gel it up a little bit, I think would really be nice.
It's not ready for that.
It's not ready for that. Maybe give it a few weeks.
Yeah, a week.
I think we should bring this into December as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Just keep it all year.
Maybe. Why not? Make it a whole thing.
Anyways, your Colts.
My Colts. I thought Brian Hoyer was better. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I threw three touchdowns the week before, so.
I know.
A little bit misleading.
Back-to-back losses against, I don't know.
I also started him in
fantasy. What are the odds?
Yeah, that was, I saw that. I was just like, what are you doing?
Well, here's the thing. I had Kirk Cousins, and he's going against the Cowboys. It was like, oh, their defense is pretty good. And I was like,
and Kirk Cousins on
Sunday
Night Football.
And it's prime time, right?
Just,
and then I had Stafford, and yeah.
Yeah. And Stafford was hurt. But yeah, I want to talk about the Monday Night Football game.
What a game.
Not only was this the best game of the year, and I'm going to say that, we've seen up until that point, I thought Saints-Texans on another Monday Night Football game was the best. And right. it's so funny with these Monday Nighters because I find they're either horrible or really so good. Entertaining. Yeah. There's no middle ground.
Yep.
But no, it was like I was on the edge of my seat, jumping up and down, yelling at the TV. I was like celebrating like crazy when the 49ers kicked it into overtime.
Yeah.
But then I was cheering for Seattle. Like I do not know who to cheer for, but I loved it.
Yeah, I wanted the 49ers to win. Because I just like to see the story of an undefeated team.
No, because the Dolphins popped the bottle of champagne. The 72 Dolphins, undefeated team. As right, soon exactly. As soon as they lost. But just some things I saw from that from the game. I think both of these teams are for real. Despite the 49ers' loss, I think they put up a good fight. I think the receivers really let Jimmy G down, but with a healthy Kittle and Sanders, I think that game
could go. Yeah, that's a huge difference. Yeah, it's huge. Especially, like, it's both, like, with Kittle, it's like it's his safety net, right?
I know.
And Garoppolo, like, he's like 26, but he's barely played any games in the league, so
and
it's like...
George Kittle is so good, not only in the passing game, but as a run blocker.
Yeah.
This guy just takes no prisoners. he's unbelievable.
Best tight end?
I think he's the best tight end in the league right now. Until Gronk comes back week 16.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
but that's for a later day. We're not going to discuss that now. The key point in that game that everyone was talking about after, Twitter was going crazy, sparked a big debate, was, what were you calling it? Hails?
Hails.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah.
Hailsgate.
Hailsgate. I just love how NFL culture, anytime there's a...
Well, I made that up.
A small speckle of controversy. No, but that's...
Yeah, they all
do. But there is no controversy.
It's just, I love when people throw gate on the end of things.
But he said
it's
heads.
It's fantastic.
He said heads.
Oh, yeah. I 1,000% believe that he said heads.
Here's the thing. When it was live, I was like, I was kind of like half paying attention. I was like on my phone because it's just a coin toss, whatever. And I like... got up off my couch and I rewinded and I went right up to my TV to listen.
Oh, you caught it from the beginning?
I thought he said, I was watching with my dad and I was like, he said tails.
I heard heads from the get-go.
Yeah, so I went up and I listened and I still thought it said tails. But I was like, here's the thing. I think it was Richard Sherman, who was the 49ers.
Yeah. He would have noticed.
He didn't do anything. Yeah. He just walked away. Another thing that was weird about that coin toss, I told you, I was half paying attention. I was like, why does Russell Wilson look so weird?
Yeah, that's one thing. That's why I didn't even hear what he said until later, because I was so focused on the fact that Geno Smith was the guy they sent out. And then I was watching with my dad as well. We started making jokes about, you know, he's there because Pete Carroll's giving the whole team a talk right now and he just doesn't need to listen at all.
Yep.
Then I went on a whole spiel about how the backup quarterback is not only the greatest job in the NFL, but I think maybe the greatest job to have in all of America. Because these guys get upwards of, you know, sometimes $2, $3 million to hold a clipboard for their star QB.
Yeah.
And if the QB goes down, knock on wood, he doesn't, they come in with zero expectation. The season's a write-off. It's just, what I would do to land a backup quarterback job.
The two greatest jobs in sports, backup QB and like a mediocre reliever on a baseball team. They do nothing. They just get to sit in the bullpen and just watch the game.
Oh, yeah. What I would do, Blake Bortles, that guy's taken a number of shots in his career, not only on the football field, but off the football field for how bad his team is. It's all rewarded him now because he not only gets to live in L.A., he gets to hold the clipboard of the most expensive quarterback in the NFL.
Which means they can't bench him. Yeah. Like, you have to play him. You can't.
He
can't.
Blake Bortles is getting no action, barring an injury. And he's on a good team. Well, we thought they were a good team up until this week. This year's been a bit of a disaster. But wow, Blake Bortles. What a life.
What a life
on that guy.
Yeah. He got to experience the starting quarterback life. Wasn't that successful aside from 1 year, and then...
And I don't think he really cares.
Yeah. Now he gets to go to L.A., and that's it.
It's beautiful.
But speaking of the Monday night game, I want to talk a little bit about the Seahawks and the fact that I don't think the Seahawks are a good football team.
You don't think they're good?
No.
Okay, I'm the biggest Seahawks advocator, and I don't want to spoil, but our end show routine in our Super Bowl
pick prediction week to week
may or may not have featured the Seattle Seahawks.
All right, well, maybe I can change your mind.
Okay.
Week 1.
Yeah. I remember I picked them in Survivor. Yeah. Barely beat the Bengals.
21-20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it ended by 1 point. I thought it was a little bit more than
week
that.
Week two, 28-26, Steelers.
Yep.
Okay. Week three, lose to the Saints, 33-27.
With no Drew Brees at home.
Yep. Week four, 27-10 against the Cardinals. Cardinals aren't very good. Okay.
Divisional game.
Fair enough. Beat the Rams 30-29. Zerline missed last second field goal.
What a game that was. Thursday Night Football. That was a treat.
32-28 Browns against the
in
Browns.
In Cleveland. Cleveland's a tough place to play there. Okay. That dog pound, are you kidding me?
Okay. 30-16 against the Ravens. Ravens killed them.
Oh, yeah, that was a loss. I was just about to say, oh, wow, they really blew them out of the water there.
They beat the Falcons by 7. Okay.
And that game, they were winning 24-0 at half.
They almost lose to the Buccaneers. They win in overtime.
What a game that was, too. Wow.
And then they beat the 49ers off another missed field goal.
All right. I see your point.
They are so close to being a .500 football team. It's unreal.
You tell me when you're done your stat pack over here at the Seahawks, and I'll give my response on this criticism of them.
Go.
Okay. So a few years ago, the Dolphins made the playoffs, and they were the exact same way. They won every single, I think they finished 10-6. All of their wins were in one score games.
Mm-hmm.
So they easily could have been a 5-win team, assuming that, you know, half of those games that are so close don't go their way.
The Lions made the playoffs that year.
Yeah.
And that was the year they, did you see the graphic they put it up? I don't know what game it was, but the first 11 games of the year, they were losing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and then Stafford just goes nuts. Yeah, so, again, with the Dolphins, they had so many games where they won off a last-second field goal that missed. Just really everything seemed to go their way.
Yep.
The thing with Seattle is Russell Wilson is so good that it doesn't matter because every week it's a close game, but he's the reason why they win. There's no, this week was, DK Metcalf caught 3 touchdowns and made an amazing grab last second. And then this week was, the team fumbled last minute and they recovered it. No, the story week to week to week is Russell Wilson. This guy proves consistently that no one can really stop him. And a prime example of this was in that Monday nighter, 3rd and 13 in overtime or the fourth quarter. It was really late in the game. Stakes were high. 3rd and 13. If he didn't get this, they would have to punt the ball. And he just rolled out of the pocket, running. He's got the best D-line really wrapped up all over him. He evades it. He rolls out. He hits his receiver for a first down. There's never a doubt in my mind when Russell Wilson has the ball that these games aren't going to be competitive and that he's not going to be the guy to get them over the line in the end. We just put him up against, in my opinion, what is the best defense
in the league.
In the NFC, at least. I know the Patriots are really good, but the 49ers have had stronger competition. The Patriots have played a lot of really, really bad teams.
Well, they both have to be fair, but yeah.
Yeah. One of the best defenses regardless. If they can't stop him from being so clutch that he puts his team in a situation to win in the end, I just don't see who can. And as long as he's behind center, all the games are going to be close, regardless of who they play. Because their roster around him isn't the greatest, especially they don't really have that much room to be great. This guy makes so much money, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But I don't see an answer for him.
All right. So what's your confidence in this team? They play the Eagles next.
That's a win. W.
In Philly.
Yeah. No, anywhere. You can play on Mars. Russell Wilson's
Vikings.
The same guy.
They beat the Vikings?
Now, that's a hard one because the Vikings, I think that where the Seahawks struggle is when they play balanced teams. They lost to the Saints. They lost to the Ravens. What do those teams have in common? Great defense, great O-line. They got a dual threat on offense and a good run game.
Well, both things they have in common is they're kind of great everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. they're really, really balanced teams. Those are the guys that can break down the Seahawks. But
okay,
do they beat
the Rams at home? The Rams are at home. Do they beat them?
The reason I think, I'm not saying the Seahawks are unbeatable. They're going to lose games down the line, especially as it gets closer. The division's going to get tighter. The Rams are going to start to be really desperate because that wild card's slipping away from them. So
They're done.
They're 5-4.
But they're done.
Who's the second wild card? It's the Vikings? Yeah.
It's Vikings and Seahawks.
And they're 7-3. So they have a lot of ground to make up.
The Rams are done. And I called it long before we even started this podcast. I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs. And
it's just with the Rams.
There's not enough games to make up. That's the thing.
I'm not going to say they have to run the table, but they can really only afford one or two losses. And if they lose to the wrong teams,
exactly,
that's what's really going to shoot themselves in the foot. But that's just so sad to see how one guy, Todd Gurley, a year where, let's be honest, ever since week 15 last year, because he got all that flack for not performing in the fantasy playoffs. Yeah. But it's just been like a completely different
People
team.
Thought it was Sean McVay's system. I think it was just more Gurley. Like the system's obviously good. I think Sean McVay's a good coach. I don't think he's nearly as good as everybody thought.
Mm-hmm.
But Gurley made that whole team go, and
but
now,
that O-line looks brutal this year.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. They used to have one of the best O-lines, and now it's just,
And the Rams don't have a first-round pick till 2022, I think?
Yeah.
They've traded the farm, and now they got a corner who just says swear words that Juju Smith-Schuster's never heard of.
Yeah.
What is that about? Yeah, they're like,
but more so for Juju. What is he saying?
Yeah,
you haven't heard.
What have you not heard, Juju? You're 22 years old.
He's too busy.
I know
playing
you
video
play
games.
Fortnite often, but you've definitely seen a few things in your 22 years. Yeah. So I'd be really interested to hear some of the words that Jalen Ramsey. Just we got to get a mic on that guy.
Yeah, exactly. We need to get him mic'd up. Maybe he's seen ghosts. Who knows?
Yeah, running gag. Just seeing. You're never gonna let that go, are you?
No,
never.
That's forever.
Yeah, and. Speaking of seeing ghosts,
yeah,
we got so off topic. We'll get back to Seattle. But speaking of seeing ghosts, Sam Darnold's quote. Did you see it?
Oh, well, they are going to make the playoffs. I can see it happen.
He said with a straight face, this is what I like in a quarterback because it shows he's a leader. He just rallies the locker room. He goes, we still have a chance to make the playoffs, which he's not wrong. They can go 9-7. We still have a chance to make the playoffs. The guys in the room believe it, and they're ready to work towards that or whatever. Something along those lines. Now, you can play the role of, oh, yeah, what is he supposed to say?
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't have to go out and say, no, we have no chance at the playoffs. We're 2-7. But I don't know.
No, he could just go with the, we're going to work hard.
Yeah, exactly.
But, okay, if you look at their schedule, let's make the case.
Let's make the case for
let's
a
make
Jets
the case
playoff
for the
run.
Jets playoff run. This week, I think, this week, at Washington. They win that game.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins is starting. They could win.
They can win. Next week, at home, MetLife, the Raiders.
I think the Raiders are for real, man.
Yeah, but they can win.
No.
It's at home.
Okay, they can win any given Sunday.
Okay, how about this? There's a chance they win that game, right?
Like,
there's
of course,
a,
yeah.
Like, okay, but no, I but think, don't say of course, because everybody has a chance. But is it the biggest shock in the world?
No, it's not the biggest shock in the world.
Okay.
If they beat.
Then after that, at Cincinnati.
Oh, baby.
Win. After that, at home, Dolphins, they can win that game.
So what you're telling me is the reason they don't make the playoffs is because they lost to the Dolphins in, what was that, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
That's gonna be what it's holding them back from the playoffs because you just anticipate this magical run.
No, not really, because then it falls off a cliff because then they play at Baltimore.
Yeah, and I'm sure they still play the Patriots. So
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't want them.
Then they play the Steelers and then they play the Bills.
So, yeah, it's over. And thanks for coming out for year two, Sammy. Apparently, Adam Gase is going to be back for next year.
It's kind of disappointing if you're a Jets fan because looking at their end-of-season schedule, if they could have stolen, like, one or two games early, like, if they just weren't horrible.
Yeah, they didn't have the toughest, just off memory, they didn't have a gruesome schedule early on.
It's kind of tough, to be honest with you.
But, I don't know. That team has a lot of questions that I think need to be answered. And I don't know where Le'Veon Bell is. I don't know if he left.
Was he crying on the side? Did you see this?
No, I didn't see that.
It looked like he was about to cry.
Like he's averaging like 40-something rush yards a game this year. His whole career, he's been up in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, but he's still doing good for fantasy for me. So. Yeah,
somehow. Just because he's getting a lot of touches and those one-yard touchdowns, but he has
And they have
not
nobody to throw to, so it's just a bunch of little throws to the flat.
The Jets are something else.
Who wins the NFC East?
Cowboys.
Cowboys win?
Yeah. I'm not sold on the Eagles. I keep trying to tell myself
what if they win this weekend?
That they're the same as that Super Bowl team. Who do they play this weekend?
The Patriots.
No, they're not going to win.
If,
come on.
No, if
Bill
they win.
Off a bye.
If they win, do they win the division?
even then, no, I don't think so. I just think the Cowboys are a better team, and they're so hot and cold, the Eagles, that I just...
Well, yeah, if they can... Here's the thing. They play the Patriots and the Seahawks next 2 weeks. If they split those...
That's tough. That's a tough schedule.
If you split those, then they get the Dolphins, the Giants, the Redskins.
Yeah, then
and then the Cowboys. You go, and then you have the Giants last week this season, so they could...
So that Week 16 Cowboys game is going to be huge. But yeah, at that point, like, I think it'll end up being the Cowboys are a game ahead going into that Week 16 matchup because, I don't know, the Cowboys, yeah, they lost this weekend, but Dak looked really good. And, you know, Zeke, they just could really never get him going. I know Garrett's getting a lot of the burden on that loss, but I still think the Cowboys are a good team. And right now, it's looking like Cowboys Seahawks first round, and I'll get us back on that Seahawks train because you're not sold on this team.
No,
I think Russell Wilson can very well go into Dallas, get a win there because he was so close last year. He's playing out of his mind this year. He can get a win there, and just assuming everything stays put, he's then going into San Fran at a 4v1, unless the 6th seed beats the 3 seed.
Right.
Which, obviously, now we're just going into some crazy what-ifs.
Right.
But I just don't think it's far off to see the Seahawks playing in late January.
Yeah, the NFC, though, when I look at it, so it's kind of like a bunch of even teams.
Oh, yeah. There's not...
But here's the thing.
From the first seed to the second wild card, there's not much splitting those teams up.
If the Packers get the 1 seed...
Yeah. Oh, that's another
thing.
It's
over.
Don't get me started on this Green Bay team. I don't think they're for real.
Listen, if I don't care. If they somehow end up with the 1 seed, it's over. Nobody's going...
Because you're going through Lambeau.
There's no... There's not a team...
It's getting colder and colder.
There's not a team good enough to go to Lambeau and beat Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. Not this year.
You don't think so?
No. Not the Saints.
I think Russell could do it.
Honestly, I think the team with the best chance to beat them at home would be the Vikings.
Yeah.
I honestly... Man, like, the Vikings, like, honestly, I think they're a top 3 team in the NFC. They're really good. And it's like, if Kirk Cousins is
average,
yeah,
they're...
If he just doesn't
turn
into prime-time Kirk Cousins, which is weird to say, but
because,
yeah.
Because last week he was decently on
exactly.
prime time. But yeah, that offense runs through Dalvin Cook. They have a great defense, and their defense has been great over the past... 5 years-ish.
Yep.
So, yeah, the Vikings
They've had a
are,
good roster for like years now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and,
even...
And
even
it was
with,
always just the quarterback that was a missing
Sam
link.
Sam Bradford, Case Keenum, not enough. That'd be interesting. The wild card game right now would be Vikings-Saints.
Yeah, I'm so excited for the NFC playoffs.
Oh, my God.
And then the AFC playoffs are just getting zero love.
Yep.
Bills and whoever. I'm not
Bills
watching.
And Chiefs.
Yeah. I don't
Steelers
know.
And Texans.
But...
This Steelers team, though, they're interesting.
They are, and that's just every week they play, and it's just reopening wounds that I think are closed for me because I got my Minka Fitzpatrick Miami jersey that just arrived in September. It's still fresh, nice and clean, and I just don't see if I'm ever going to wear that again because he's turned into the best player in the NFL for another team. And that first-round pick that we have that's theirs is just getting worse and worse and worse by the week.
But you know what? It's still a first-round pick, and so it'll still be good. One thing that I obsess over, and I'm looking at it right now, is the NFL playoff picture. You know how they have it on the NFL updates?
Yep.
I just love to look at it because whatever. Is there a team that's not in the playoffs right now that makes the playoffs? And if you need me to read out some teams, I can.
I think the Colts are going to make the playoffs. I really do.
You think the Colts are going to make the playoffs?
I think the Colts are a good team. When they have Jacoby Brissett playing, I know you called me about my pronunciation of Jacoby Brissett last week, but I think they're a good enough team to be playing in the playoffs in the AFC. I think they have a bit of a bad spell right now with injuries.
Yep.
But when
he gets back,
they'll get back on the horse. And
so do the Raiders
miss? Pittsburgh is good. I think the Raiders do.
The Raiders miss?
Yeah. I just don't think they have enough right now.
Yep.
When they're playing their best, they look really good.
Yeah.
But I know we're jumping all over the week. We started with Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I want to go to that Thursday Night Football. Did you see Philip Rivers on that last possession.
Oh, yeah. I got, this I don't guy, know where I was. I got home just in time to see
he
this.
He had more bad throws than he has children, which is very, very hard to do. That's hard I think to do. He has 8 or 9 kids.
9, yeah.
9. This guy, okay, so that contradicts my comment. I think he was 0 for 8 because he went 0 for 3 or 4. But then the fourth down was a penalty, so it saved them. They got a new, fresh set of downs, and again, 0 for 4, game over. Yeah. I don't know. The Chargers are another team that are just so... They're like the Bears, and you just don't know what to expect from week to week.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. And honestly, he's done, though.
Philip?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it's his last year. And it is a shame that he never got to go to the big dance in the Super Bowl, but regardless...
There's a... Quickly, I'll tell you, you can look it up when you go home, or if you're listening, look this up when you have free time. Have you ever seen this video? It's like a 15-minute documentary on YouTube, and it's about the Chargers team with Philip Rivers and, like, how they had the best offense.
Best offense, best defense,
and their special teams were, like, the worst of all time.
Yeah, and they didn't make the playoffs that year.
Like, if that isn't the most Philip Rivers story I've ever heard, I don't know what it is.
There you go. First offense, first defense, and you miss the playoffs, which is unheard. Like, if you tell me that, 15-1, 14-2, like... That's unheard of.
Like, if you had number one and number one, I don't even know if it was number one and number one, but it was like top five each or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, your special teams could be bad and you'd miss the play or make the playoffs, but it was just horrendous.
Yeah. Like, it was just, they were just screwing themselves over week in and week out.
Yeah. That's actually a really good video that's made about that. But yeah.
Even though we're out of the survivor pool and, we've been going over our kind of picks of the week or our locks of the week, safest pick, I still want to hear from you. I haven't even really looked into the games this week much.
Yeah.
But just at a glance, I think Oakland would be my pick against the Bengals. Because this Bengals team, I defended them for a long time, saying, oh, they're not as bad as their record says. They're in games. They're better than the Dolphins. These guys look terrible now. They look so defeated. They have Ryan Finley is his name, I think.
Yeah, something like
that.
And
a quarterback. If I'm picking one lock for this week, I'm picking the Raiders.
Yeah, it's in Oakland.
Regardless
too.
Of the spread, I'm assuming it's maybe 10.
Probably around there, yeah.
I'm taking the Raiders.
Yeah. If I'm not going to pick the same game as you, because that's just whatever, my lock would probably have to be, as much as I hate to say it, would be the Cowboys. They play the Lions. Like, it's just like...
Yeah, in Detroit, though. But I think the Cowboys, they gotta win this game. The games are getting too valuable down the stretch.
If they lose this game and the Eagles somehow beat the Patriots, like, you might have actually lost a division in this week. Like, it's that, like, they can't lose these games that you were, like, that you should win. Whoever loses more of those games between the Eagles and Cowboys, like, the gimmies, that's how it's going to be decided. So... Yeah, Cowboys, I mean, the Lions defense is really struggling right now. They're probably just, Zeke will probably have like 150 yards, and that's it. Mari Cooper, maybe a couple touchdowns for me in fantasy. But yeah, it's looking like that's a complete lock. Once again, I don't know what the spread is, but if you're still in your survivor pool and you haven't picked the Cowboys, pick them. But your Raiders pick's probably the best, because you probably haven't picked the Raiders.
Exactly, because the Raiders are... At this point, they're considered a surprise that they're doing as well as they are.
Yeah, people didn't know they were good early in the season.
Yeah, so we'll go to the Paulometer now.
Okay.
And then we'll get into our weekly Super Bowl pick.
Yes.
To just wrap them up. So I'd say we did a good amount of talking on the Seahawks. Would you say that's a general theme of the episode today?
Yep.
So you think it would be fair to throw Paulo a Seahawks-oriented Paulometer type?
Is it going to be just for... are they on bye this week?
I'm not sure who they...
Yeah, they are.
They're on bye.
So how about a season-long prediction?
Season-long prediction. It's got to be a percentage, though. Right. I think we give them percentage that the Seahawks go to the Super Bowl.
No. How about this? Percentage that the Seahawks win a playoff game.
Okay. Let's hear it, Paulo. What's your percentage?
Okay, so my percentage is going to be... calculating...
62.4% chance that the Seahawks win a playoff game. That would be making them favored to win their first game, which right now would be slated up against the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll definitely revisit that when the time comes.
Please do.
And we'll hold you to
it. I'm so confident.
And see if you go 0-2. At least it's not a guarantee. So
never
means,
again with the guarantee.
That means you're getting better. Again. You have learned. We did give you a stern warning off air.
No more guarantees.
Yeah, he's on a tight leash right now. But just quickly to wrap up the show, Super Bowl pick of the week. Let's hear it from you.
All right. Who did I say last week? I'm trying to think.
You went so boring with the
San Fran Patriots.
Oh, yeah, I went Niners fans.
So boring.
All right, so. Packers?
Packers, oh boy.
They're going to get the one seed. They're going to the Super Bowl, as much as I hate to say it. Packers versus. Packers versus Ravens.
Ooh, Lamar.
Come on, I was going to say Ravens.
Last week I went Saints-Texans. And I really want to say the Texans again, but Lamar Jackson, this guy put on a show this weekend. I got Ravens Seahawks.
The two
MVP candidates put forth the most entertaining Super Bowl we have seen in years.
I know you said no more guarantees on our show. I guarantee you that won't happen.
Hey, it's just my prediction. I think right now, the Seahawks, I don't know why you're so low on these guys. I can watch Russell Wilson all day long.
Oh, he's phenomenal, but their team's not that good.
No, he is the team, and he's incredible. All right, Paul, a Super Bowl pick. We'll give you the limelight this week.
Okay, AFC, going to go with the Chiefs. Patty Mahomes just takes over the rest of the season, just goes off.
But he lost to Tannehill. Anyways, go on.
Yeah, it's fine. Then for NFC, I'm going to have to go with my Seahawks still.
There you go.
2 weeks in a row.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
We're loving the Seahawks on this show.
We're loving the Seahawks, except for me.
Paulo's leash just got a little bit looser, but that is going to wrap up today's episode. Thank you so much if you made it to the end. Make sure to subscribe on whatever you're listening to. Apple Podcasts, Google Play.
Give it a like if you're listening or watching on YouTube.
Catch the Blitz.
Yeah, I Catch the Blitz on Instagram as well. And one of these weeks, we got to get interactive, maybe do a Q&A on Instagram. That would be fun.
All right, how about this? We'll do a Q&A next week.
Next week, Q&A on the Instagram, so stay tuned for that. We'll probably post them Tuesday night. But yeah, we'll see you next week. And cheers. Signing off.
Seahawks suck. There you go.